Well, Russia has invited Syrian opposition figures to talks in Moscow in an effort to end the four-year conflict in that Middle Eastern country. 28 opposition figures, including the head of the so-called Syrian National Coalition and a former Syrian deputy prime minister, Qadri Jamil, have been invited to the meeting. The talks, scheduled for later this month, aim to prepare for dialogue with the Syrian government. Opposition groups have not yet decided on attending the meeting. The issue will be discussed during their three-day meeting that starts in Turkey on Friday. To discuss that further, I joined Mr. James Jatras, who is a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Washington. Mr. Jatras, how do you feel about these talks at this time? As in a previous story just said, we've reached a sad milestone almost in 2014 with 76,000 people dead in Syria. Will that affect things? Will ISIL affect things? Is there more hope for such talks?
Well, there is hope. First off, we have to see if this invitation to Moscow is accepted. The Syrian branch of the Muslim Brotherhood has said that they do not want any of the opposition figures to go to these talks. We'll have to see what the Saudis, the Gulf states, and especially the Turks, and of course the United States say about letting these groups, which are entirely dependent on outside support, whether they will be allowed to attend this meeting in Moscow. If they do, however, that could be a very hopeful sign that not only any genuine moderates among the opposition, of whom there are probably some, but they're far from the dominant force, but even their outside backers, if they're willing to start facing reality, that they are not going to be able to demand a priori that Assad step down, and that they see that the Assad government is actually making gains on the battlefield, and the only real alternative are really horrible radicals like the Islamic State or al-Nusra, I think any genuinely moderate elements have got to start seeing that they need to talk to the Assad government and find some peaceful reconciliation.
Indeed, and as you mentioned in your first answer there, there are a lot of external players here, obviously, which will have to be consulted before the opposition can do anything. How do you think that they would view any such prospective talks? And, of course, in context of the fact that now we have ISIL in the region and also this very large amount of innocent civilian deaths.
Well, up till now, the Assad must go line has been the bottom line for the United States and for our regional allies. Now, has that begun to change? For example, we know there have been contacts not only between the Russians and some elements of the Syrian opposition, but between Riyadh and Tehran. And of course, Mr. Putin was in Ankara recently and had some very intimate discussions with Mr. Erdogan. Have there been a shift in the policies of Turkey and Saudi Arabia, especially? If there have been, and they see the potential of a greater danger from somebody like the Islamic State, maybe there's room for a shift here. But I really think that is the fundamental question. Will these outside powers allow their clients to attend these talks, and do they see the way for a genuine negotiated solution, not just a demand for regime change?
Indeed, and we will, of course, keep a very close eye on all those developments. But, of course, we appreciate you putting that into context for us. That was Mr. James Jatras, who is speaking to us live from Washington.